10 things more offensive than NFL players kneeling during anthem. The Aegis Alliance. In Puerto Rico. They may very well be devoid of electricity for months. Drenching heavy rains continue to impose massive flooding and loss of life in Southeast Asia. Victims of all natural disasters presently. Earthquakes in Mexico included. Disastrous hurricanes in the Caribbean islands. Stay battered as they make an effort at rebuilding their lives. But what had the mainstream media and some of the United States population been concerned about? NFL players, along with their coaches, kneeling on the field while the national anthem played. NFL players didn't stand for the national anthem until 2009. In fact, before that time they were still in the locker rooms while it was being played. In recent years, NFL teams have gotten patriotic since it was good for business. There was a congressional report in 2015 that revealed that the Department of Defense paid NFL teams $5.4 million from 2011 to 2014. This was meant for the staging of on-field patriotic ceremonies. There was also the matter of the National Guard paying out $6.7 million for similar displays from 2013 to 2015. Regardless of your opinions on this matter, the majority of us would likely agree that there are far more important and pressing concerns. No matter whether or not it's right or wrong that properly paid athletes are kneeling during the national anthem to peacefully protest systematic racism in the U.S. United, we have all the resources needed in order to guarantee that all inhabitants of the globe are well fed and taken care of. But until the population stops debating and arguing over trivial matters, progress will remain slow and it'll be decades before the real crises are addressed and solved. We all have a part to play in the construction of a new Earth. If you're prepared to be the transformation, concern yourself with things that are a far bigger problem for our planet. Things that are far more offensive than NFL players kneeling while the U.S. national anthem plays. 10 points that are far more offensive than NFL players kneeling during the anthem. We already produce sufficient meals to feed 10 billion people, but hunger is nonetheless a true problem. The United States takes money from the not-so-well-off and uses it to assist wealthy leaders or dictators, then labels it as foreign aid. Whistleblowers, such as Edward Snowden and Chelsea Manning, are prosecuted for exposing government criminal activity. Police officers continue to kill family members' pets such as dogs throughout no-knock raids. CBD. A medicinal element of cannabis that has been confirmed to be a remedy for cancer. Drastically reduce seizures and is an advantage for a host of afflictions. Remains illegal in most countries. American youths are sent to fight in unconstitutional and preemptive wars of aggression that do not finish crops such as soy and corn, which are GMO, allergenic and mostly used to make unhealthy sweeteners. High fructose corn syrup, along with the need to feed livestock, as an outcome, contributing to the hunger crisis, are subsidized by the U.S. government. Bankers retained finding bailed out the U.S. fueled the rise of ISIS, and a couple are speaking out about it. Millions of people in Puerto Rico will likely be devoid of electrical power for months to come. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.